The legislation would take several steps aimed at cutting the use of coal and reducing emissions of greenhouse gases. There'd be a mandate that one quarter of Wisconsin electricity come from renewable sources by 2025. There'd also be tighter building codes to boost energy efficiency, limits on truck idling, and tougher vehicle emission standards. Authors of the bill met yesterday with some members of Governor Doyle's Global Warming Task Force, which issued its recommendations last year. Task Force co-chair Roy Thilly heads the utility Wisconsin Public Power. Thilly says the legislators mostly followed the task force's advice.
The key element is to substantially increase conservation of energy and efficiency of energy use, which in my view is absolutely essential if our businesses are going to stay healthy and competitive.
Thilly says there will be additional costs for energy users, but he says those costs should not be exaggerated. The Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group doesn't care for the measure. Executive Director Todd Stewart says the renewable energy mandate would drive up costs for utilities, and big electricity users would be stuck with the bill.
You know, expensive state-only mandates can often be essentially green energy taxes that are going to be a drag in the global economy.
Stewart predicts cost containment language will have to be added, or the state climate change legislation won't pass next year. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.